Brilliance Audio presents The Governess by Christy Caldwell, performed by Tim Campbell. Prologue. London, England. Spring 1826. Killorin, I'm coming for you. Broderick Killorin, proprietor of the Devil's Den, had survived falls from grace and violent battles in the streets, but this could be the one that destroyed him. It was why he now stood in the heart of the Seven Dials, those cobblestones no sane man would wander at night, unless one had been born to them, or one's life depended upon it. For Broderick, the latter held true. Where in the hell are they? I need to find them. Broderick reread the note he'd received, the words there already etched in his mind.
You sure you don't want me to handle this one, Mr. Killorin?
The burly guard MacLeod called out, cutting across Broderick's dread. Settling a flinty stare off into the shadowed mist of the early morn London fog, Broderick refolded the letter. Tucking it back inside his jacket pocket, he pulled out the pair of leather gloves that rested alongside it. Quite sure, he said, his hushed tones infused with cheer, as he drew the leather articles on with meticulous precision. I will handle this meeting, MacLeod. The guard cast him a sideways look.
You certain, sir? I'll gladly find him and guss him myself for ye.
MacLeod spoke the way one might offer to pay for a bottle of whiskey to share between them.
Wouldn't it be no trouble?
The friendly cheer to that thick brogue was contradicted by the slashing gesture he made at his throat.
Real quick it would be. We could be off and at the clubs faster than ye could see the blight that deserved it.
The willingness to kill for the Killorins was a loyalty that went back to when Broderick had saved the man from his own miserable circumstances and appointed him to a position of power within Mac Diggory's gang.
I'll see to this one, Mac.
In one fluid motion, Broderick withdrew the dagger tucked in his riding boot. The hiss of metal, an ominous echo of danger and death, filtered through the London quiet.
Stand watch.
Worry darkened the other man's eyes. The first hint of it. He doffed his hat and slapped the article against a thigh thicker than most tree trunks.
There's Miss Gertrude and Master Stephen to think about.
Gertrude and Stephen, two of his siblings of the streets, were the reason Broderick was here even now, in the early morn hours, and not at his gaming hell. The Devil's Den would be brimming with patrons, most of them drunk and loose with their purses, and it was there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?